This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. And as we head into the holiday season, what usually happens over the holidays? So many movies come out this time of year that we wanted to bring in our own George Prentice. Not only is he the host of Morning Edition, but he is a certified real movie critic. And
okay.
Just do that.
Okay.
I mean, you're the real deal, George.
All right.
Okay, a movie that we've all been anticipating, well, with the exception of my 11-year-old, apparently, who informed me why would you go see this?
Well, I'm going to try to convince him that.
Okay, good.
It's A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Oh.
So when we talked about this film coming out a few months ago, we thought it would be pretty good. It's Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers. This is a great movie. This is a really great movie. It will surprise you. Now, here's the backstory. It turns out that the producers of this film wanted Tom Hanks to play, Fred Rogers for some time. And they sent scripts to him. He said, no, I just don't see this. And this went on for years. They went back and forth, and he kept rejecting this. In the meantime, over on the side, there's a hot new young director, Mariel Heller. She directed Can You Ever Forgive Me last year with Melissa McCarthy. Turns out that Tom Hanks is a fan of hers, okay? On the side, the producers approached Mariel Heller and said, well, we're trying to do this Mr. Rogers film, but Tom Hanks won't do it. And she said, well, I know Tom.
And they're like, what?
And so she calls him up and he said, well, if you're in, I'm in. And that's how this movie was made. Let's listen.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor.
Oh,
yeah.
Right? It takes you back.
So back to back, I put those back to back. And indeed, he's got wonderful makeup and he has the voice, et cetera. But there's so much more to this story. It's a true story. It turns out there was a reporter, Tom Junod. He wrote for Esquire magazine. And an investigative reporter, pretty hard-nosed, pretty skeptical. And he was assigned by his editor to do a profile of Fred Rogers. And he said, no, I'm not going to do this. And she said, just give me 400 words, a big picture of him and 400 words. And so he flies to Pittsburgh and meets Fred Rogers. And it turns out that Fred Rogers had done his homework on Tom Junod. And Tom Junod was, quite frankly, like most of us, a broken person. He struggled in his personal life. And it's a little bit about what happens in his life and how Fred Rogers touched his life. Mm. It turns out that the Mr. Rogers character is a supporting role in this movie. Tom Hanks is not the star of this film. You can't wait to see him, but it's really the story of this journalist. And that is our access to this film. What's interesting about this movie is that it shows men, that types of men that we don't normally see on the screen. They hug. They say, I'm sorry. They apologize. They cry. And I got to tell you, in the premiere where I was at, a lot of us guys were bawling our eyes out. It's a really great film.
Well, we're going to see it,
yeah,
whether my children want to or not, because they know Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. I mean, that was kind of the iteration of it.
Yep.
But I think, you know, when you have kids that didn't know Mr. Rogers, they kind of wonder, but you can't not
I highly
see
recommend this.
And
now, I think I might have shared with you last year when the documentary came out, I have my Fred Rogers story.
Yes.
I worked in television in Pittsburgh in the 1980s. I worked at WPXI. I was a producer. And a friend of mine, the sports anchor, said, would you like to meet Fred Rogers? And I was instantly 8 years old. And we go over to WQED, and I walk into the studios, and there are the cardboard castles and the trolley and the train. And there he is, in a sweater, no less. He walks over. He says, hi, George, I've heard about you. And for the next 20 minutes, it seemed like hours to me, I felt as if I was the most important person to him. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this guy is for real.
Wow.
It's true. It's absolutely true. It's probably a perfect movie for our times. It's about sharing our emotions. It's about healing. It's a wonderful film, and it opens today.
So another big film that people have been waiting and waiting for.
Girl Power.
Yes. Frozen 2.
Yep.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend. So, you know, I'm coming. Elsa, get out of there!
You can't just follow me into fire.
Then don't run into fire.
Frozen 2.
Oh.
So the word is that it's really good. The reviews, as if they need good reviews, are excellent.
Well, because you never know with a sequel.
Absolutely. But I got to tell you, so here is the hard-boiled New York Times this morning. It bursts with pictorial imagination. Snowflakes that streak like shooting stars keep you engaged as do Elsa and Anna.
Wow.
So I hear the soundtrack is swell. Goodness knows, it's probably going to do gangbuster business.
Right. And it opens when?
I think that opens today.
It opens today as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but this is pretty much what's going to occupy the cinema over Thanksgiving.
Hands down, absolutely.
The lines for Mr. Rogers, lines for Frozen 2. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm planning on seeing both because Frozen was, it was so great because when you saw the relationship between the sisters,
mm-hmm.
and because right. normally Disney has a love story, a right. romantic love
yeah,
story.
Yeah, the guys are really kind of like, you know, they don't really need to be there. Okay, we get the reindeer and the snowman,
right.
but, you know, the guys are kind of dolts.
But the love story is between the sisters.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that relationship.
Speaking of sisters.
Yes.
Boy, do I have a film for you.
Okay.
It opens on Christmas Day. Little Women.
Yes.
And so this is a new adaptation of the 1868 classic by Louisa May Alcott. It stars Saoirse Ronan, Ebba Watson from the Harry Potter mm-hmm. films, Laura Dern, Meryl Streep, Timothy Chalamet. It is directed by Greta Gerwig. Let's listen.
I want to be an artist in Rome and be the best painter in the world.
That's what you want too, isn't it, Joe, to be a famous writer?
Yes, but it sounds so crass when she says it.
Girls have a way of getting into mischief.
Well, so do I.
This is Meg, Amy, Beth, and Joe.
I intend to make my own way in the world.
No one makes their own way, least of all a woman. You'll need to marry well.
You are not married, aren't you?
Well, that's because I'm rich.
Yeah, Meryl Streep steals it. So I did get a chance to see this film before it was finished. It is wonderful. Now I can talk about it. It had its premiere in L.A. It is written and directed by Greta Gerwig, the young director who did Lady Bird
mm-hmm.
a couple of years ago. This is a great, great film. It's a big costume film. It's funny. It's romantic. It's all about women not being shackled to a man or their status. And it's true to the novel, but it truly breaks through here in 2019.
It's so fascinating because there have been so many iterations of mm-hmm. Little Women.
Yep.
But it is such a profound and powerful piece of literature. And then when they do keep it true to the book, because those of us who all read the book growing up,
yep.
you know those characters.
So this is the film. This is the film that crosses over that you can bring anybody to. And it's got a new modern soundtrack, but it's set in the real time of the book of the late 1800s. And it's swell. It's Little Women. It opens on Christmas Day.
All right. So another,
opens on Christmas Day.
Big production,
yep.
Broadway production is Cats.
Cats.
And I just can't.
Okay, so here we go. So I don't know if it's possible, but Jennifer Hudson even sounds terrible in this. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, it's no secret. I despise Cats the Musical on Broadway. It's 3 hours of my life.
That you never got back.
I lost
forever.
The signs outside the theater were now and forever. Little did I know that they were talking about one night. Now, it's a big production, big Christmas opening. The trailer online is being derided by people. Taylor Swift, Judy Dench, Ian McKellen, but just get me out of this movie.
I just can't with it, George.
We are cats. Look at us. Cats, cats, cats.
No, thank you.
Like, first of all, you're talking in the third person.
Yeah.
Like, stop that.
Just stop. Okay. All right. So now if you don't get to the movies, there are things that you can see at home.
Absolutely. So Netflix, under the looming threat of Disney Plus, has a number of big movies that will be opening at one opening. My goodness. They're going to be opening in your living room
right.
In the next couple of weeks. And the most highly anticipated one is a film which I've seen. It's Martin Scorsese's The Irishman with Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Joe Pesci.
Let me put McGee on the phone.
Hello? Hi, my friend. How are you? Listen, I got that kid I was talking to you about here. I'm going to put him on the phone and let you talk to him, okay?
Hello? Is that Frank?
Yes.
Hi, Frank. This is Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah, yeah.
Glad to meet you.
Well, glad to meet you, too.
Even if it's over the phone. I heard you paint houses.
Yes, sir, I do. I do, and I also do my own carpentry.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Okay. Take a guess what that means. I hear you paint houses.
I'm assuming you
kill people.
People?
That's right. And that was, it's based on the book called Can You Paint Houses?
Oh,
and when
geez.
He says, I do a little carpenter too, that basically means he beats up people.
Oh.
So it's the true
story.
It's a
fun movie.
It's the feel good movie of the, no, it's really not. Frank Sheeran is, these are real characters. He gets hooked up with Jimmy Hoffa, played by Al Pacino there. This movie cost $159 million to make.
Every studio turned
it down. Netflix said, sure.
Sure, why not?
Yep. It's 3.5 hours long. It starts streaming in a couple of weeks. It's very good, but it's 3.5 hours.
It's 3.5 hours.
It's a Martin Scorsese film.
Do you have anything else that's shorter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Let me give you a movie called Marriage Story, starring Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson, also on Netflix. And I think it has some similarities to Kramer versus Kramer. It is about a marriage on the rocks, and it's written and directed by Noah Baumbach, who happens to be the significant other of Greta Gerwig. So they've got two of the most anticipated films. Don't be surprised if they're both nominated for Best Director.
Fascinating.
It's called Marriage Story. Let's take a listen.
What I love about Charlie, he loves being a dad. It's almost annoying how much he likes it. He cries easily in movies.
I cried 4 times.
Me too.
He's very competitive.
What's this? Who owns Baltic Avenue? I've
been. What I love about Nicole, loving you. She's a great dancer, infectious. She is a mother who plays, really plays. She gives great presents.
It's funny, it's sad, it's very good. And don't be surprised if Adam Driver is not only nominated for Best Actor, but I think he's probably the odds-on favorite to win. The best scene in this film is he sings the song Being Alive. At his lowest point, it will show up on Netflix. I saw it in a theater. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. It's Marriage Story. You will be hearing about this. Now, all that said, Disney Plus is the king of the hill.
I have to tell you, it has been the most popular thing at my house since November 12th.
Millions of people have signed on, and I think that the real test is Thanksgiving, when a lot of people are going to say, here it is. Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you for coming in, George. We have got to wrap up on this Friday. We've been talking to our resident movie critic, George Prentice. I'm also the host of Boise State Public Radio's Morning Edition, if you haven't tuned in. And if you didn't hear at the beginning of the program, we are looking for your questions as well as your comments about the upcoming runoff elections in both Caldwell and Boise. Let us know what you're thinking. Search Idaho Matters on your web browser to submit a question or a comment. And as always, I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters, especially for those of you who came out to see us in Canyon County last night. Thank you so much for coming out and visiting with us. We always appreciate meeting all of you, whether you meet us in person or online. Thank you again for participating. And our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. It's Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here on Monday.